Good morning and good vach, and welcome to a new week of the 10-Minute Aliyah, the Parsha podcast. With Parshas Noach, here's the first Aliyah. El atolos Noach, Noach ish tzarek tamim haya b'dorosav es elkim hisalech Noach. This is the generations, this is a story of Noach. Noach was a righteous man, a perfectly righteous man. In his generation, he walked with Elohim. Noach walked with God. Rashi famously says that when it says in his generation, some say it was for the good and some say it was for the bad. Some say that he was good in any generation, he would have been great. And Rashi says some say specifically only for his generation. Other Mefarshim don't pick up on that this line as much. Most of them say, no, this was an incredibly righteous man in anyone's book, for anyone's generation. It kept his generation going, kept other generations going. Noach had three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Again, Rashi, in explaining the word toldos, toldos can mean his story, his generations. And he says, well, because a righteous person's offspring are also his actions, not just his children. So that's why toldos applies to both. And the entire world, the land, had lost its way, had been mashkes. Mashkes also becomes corrupt in essence, and the land was filled with chamas. It was filled with stealing, with flagrant immorality. Farshim pick up and say that animals also made it out of species. The earth itself did not give forth the same thing that you planted with it. Stressing the word aretz, the entire world was becoming corrupt through man's actions. Vayar elokim es haaretz v'hini nishchasa ki hishchis kol basar es darko al haaretz. And Hashem elokim saw the land and saw that it had lost its path, it strayed from its path, it had become corrupt, and all flesh had become corrupted from its way on the earth. Elohim says, Hashem says to Noach, the end of all flesh is coming before me. Kimala arts chamos bifnehim hineni mashchisam es arts. I will destroy the entire land. Aselcha tevas atzega gofer kinim ta ases a teva kafarta or so mi bayis umi bachutz bakofer. Make yourself an ark. Make it out of gopher wood and Kafarta osav, cover it from inside and out. That this is where the pitch, the comparison is made between the teva of Noach and the teva of Moshe Rabbeinu. Whether or not that you have a smelly substance on the inside or on the outside, and similarly, like Moshe Rabbeinu's little teva. So this is how you're going to make it. You're going to make it 300 amah in length and 50 amah wide and 30 amah tall. So our tasa l'teva vel amar techlena mimala opesa hateva bitsida tasim tachtim shnim ushlishim taase. So you're going to make a light source for this teva, for this ark. Should be a canopied roof on the top, and the entrance will be on the side, and then you'll have three floors to this ark as well. One for top one, of course, for people, middle one for animals, and the bottom one for garbage, according to Rashi. Vani hineni mevi Esamabu Mayim al Haaretz Lashaches Kol Basar Asher Bo Ruach Chaim Mitachas Hashomayim Kol Asher Ba'aretz Yigva. Me, I'm bringing the Mabul, flood of water on the land to destroy all flesh that has the spirit of life in it from under heavens. Everything on the land will die. Vakimosi es brisi itach, ubasa elateva vata, uvanecha veishtecha, uneshev anecha itach. And I'm going to reestablish my covenant with you, my covenant with life, and you'll go into the teva, you and your children and your wife and the wives of your sons with you. Mikol achai, mikol basar shnaim, mikol tavi elateva, lachayos itach, zachar nekeva yihiyu. And of all life, you're going to bring of all the species into a two male and female of it. Meofa leminehu, mebehema lemina, mikol remes adama, leminehu, shnai mikol yavo elecha lachayos. From the birds to the animals to the creepy crawlies, all of them you're going to bring into you in order that they should live. The Ramban notes that, you know, that's really not possible to fit all those animals in such a teva, and he comes up with several approaches. Number one was that, you know, this entire menagerie of animals would also, like so many other facts about this, this ark was to try to get everybody to tshuva, to realize that, you know, everybody's, all these animals are getting up and leaving. Maybe we should think about tshuva. Maybe it's really serious. Also, many of the nisim, he says, start with human action, and then continue with divine intervention. Then you start, man, this is a little bit, because Baruch Hu keeps it going from there. He says, don't tell me that Noach was a giant, because, and therefore his midos were bigger. That's not a good answer at all. The Ramban also notes that even though we know that the animals are going to come by themselves, at the same time there's going to be commandment for Noach to take seven of the animals that are tahorim, that are kosher. And the Ramban says that this is because the ones that are for shechita are now going to be summoned by Hashem for shechita. They're going to be summoned for the preservation. But the ones for shechita, he's going to have to go collect them himself. We also note that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him what the Simonei Tara, and the Ramban. The Ramban also notes here that Noach learned the Simonei Tara, the signs of a kosher animal. This is telling us that Noach also learned the blueprint of the world, the Torah, and that he had this information of what was kosher, what was not kosher. V'yata kach lecha mikol ma'achal asher ye'achal v'asavta elecha v'ayelecha lahem lo'ochla. Finally, Noach is also commanded to make sure that there is food for all of the animals and for himself. Take for yourself all the ma'achal that you will eat, and you'll bring it in. And also, it will be for them to be eaten as well as all vegetables, even the carnivores. The Mefarshim tell us also ate vegetation over the course of this time.